It's 8:22. This is Total Information AM. Well, that's the forecast for temperatures in the 70s and 80s, but we want to find out what the winter months will look like. Will they be mild? Will they be cold? Joining us is Kevin Deitch. He is the Warning Coordination Meteorologist with the National Weather Service in St. Louis and joins us in studio this morning. It is great to have you on KMOX. Thanks for being with us.
Of course. Thanks for having us. Happy to talk.
Absolutely. So give us the timing here, if you could. When could we expect some of that winter weather to hit us this year?
You know, I wish we were that good. You know, we've looked at trends the last 30 years or so, and really, and a lot of people have probably noticed this, we're not seeing a ton of snows in November, December, even in early January. It seems that most of our big snows have kind of trended later into the winter. So if I had to kind of give you the first big snow, money would be kind of late January into February, which is what we've kind of seen over the last 30 years or so, that trend.
Yeah, it's interesting. What about colder weather lasting into March? We've seen some of that. How far do you think that could go?
Yeah, we've seen, you know, cold weather, even some big snows into early March. We usually have a pretty, you know, active jet stream that time of year. And so all it takes is a nice big low pressure system to kind of drag that cold air down from Canada, even early to mid-March. And so the good news about those snows is they kind of fall and then it gets warm enough typically the next day and they're gone.
Is it my imagination, or when I was growing up, did we have more snow in November and December?
We did. We actually, again, looking at those trends, you know, we had a lot of snow in late 70s, 80s. Then you get into the, you know, early 2000s and the last 10 years or so, we just aren't seeing as much snow as we used to. Less 6+ inch snowfalls, which is what we consider a winter storm. Less ice storms, too. So warmer and kind of trending more towards rain is what we've seen.
Is there any specific reason for that?
Some of it's global warming. You know, the Earth is warming and we're seeing, you know, just generally warmer temperatures. But just, you know, year to year, seasonal tracks can change. We talk a lot about El Nino, La Nina. That's something that we look at that can kind of change storm tracks as well. So a lot of different factors that kind of come into all the things that we get here in the Midwest.
The National Weather Service says it is updating its language to express the dangers of cold air starting this winter. Could you explain that?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people have probably heard of a wind chill warning or a wind chill advisory. And, you know, sometimes we get too cute as scientists. Really, it's cold, right? And so whether it's windy outside making it feel cold or whether it's actually cold, doesn't really matter. People care how cold it is on their skin. So we've kind of gotten rid of the term wind chill warning, wind chill advisory. We're just going to say extreme cold warning, extreme cold advisory, just to let people know that whether it's windy or not, it's going to be chilly.
What do we look for when it comes to winter weather? Is there an area of the country generally that we keep an eye on knowing that it's going to come our way, like as we do with storms and
right. A lot of our big snowmakers actually come right along I-44. And so if we're kind of keeping an eye on, you know, where storms are going to track, we really keep an eye on, you know, Texas, Oklahoma, kind of what develops in that area and then kind of rides northeast along I-44. So I think about 70% or so of our big snowmakers, those 6+ inch snowmakers, take that track right along I-44 and up through the St. Louis Metro.
What other things do you look for during the winter weather that we should know about?
All sorts of stuff. So, you know, a lot of people have heard the term El Nino, La Nina. What that is actually the sea surface temperatures out in the Central Pacific. Like, seems kind of random, right? why would that matter for us? But there's actually science that shows that affects the jet stream over the United States. And so in La Nina years, that jet stream is fairly active over us. And so we do expect a fairly active winter. But the problem with that we have is, as you all know that live here, whether it's 30 in snow or 38 in rain, that's tough to say even a week out. And so to do a seasonal forecast is challenging because these systems are going to be different, every single one that we get, whether we're kind of warm enough to get that rain or cold enough to make it snow.
I think that makes things dangerous around here for travel because snow is one thing. If you know snow is coming, I think the biggest issue we deal with is the freeze and then the refreeze, right, with the ice.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we work really well with MoDOT and IDOT, and they struggle too with pre-treatment in those situations. It's, you know, if you get rain before it and then it changes to snow, well, they can't put things down. And so it's a challenge here, to say the least. I get gray hairs every year, every time we go through winter.
I believe that. Is there any way to predict accumulations? I mean, we see that snow, you mentioned, if for those who just missed the beginning of the interview, anticipating perhaps late January for the first big one. Is there any idea, and why don't we get some of the bigger accumulations?
Yeah, it's really tough to put your finger on it this far out. So much goes into how much snow we see here, whether it's the temperatures like we talked about, and that's the temperatures at the surface, but you also have to think of the temperatures above the ground, because that can kind of melt snow as it comes in, and that's how we get some of our freezing rain and some of our sleet that we see. And so really every storm is a little bit different, just depends. One thing we look at too is how much snow is to our north, because that can kind of set the stage for cold air kind of settling into our north, allowing these systems as they move through to kind of push that cold air down towards us. And so a lot of different things go into every different storm.
I find it very fascinating. How can people keep in touch with the National Weather Service here in St. Louis?
Yeah, just weather.gov is our website. Takes you to a national map, click on St. Louis, and brings it right to our website. We're also on social media, Facebook, Twitter, National Weather Service St. Louis.
I definitely follow that on Twitter, without a doubt. Kevin Deitch, the Warning Coordination Meteorologist with the National Weather Service here in St. Louis. Thank you. It's just, if there's any challenging part of the country when it comes to weather, it's here. You just never know what you're going to get from day to day.
It sure is. I really appreciate you guys having us on.